Good morning, friend.
This is the Weepies, and the song is All This Beauty. I'm gonna pause it right there. I played this song before for you. Maybe you're new, you haven't heard it. Maybe you know this song. Maybe the Weepies are one of your favorites. Maybe you don't like it. But in any case, I wanted to start us off with All This Beauty because some of you may know, if you got my Sunday Lovegram last week, I had a week of permission. I gave myself all kinds of permission last week, including that although I sent a Sunday Lovegram that was written, I did not send you an audio. I apologize for that, but I also don't apologize for that. It's kind of both. I'm a huge fan, as you guys all know, of sticking to our commitments, of showing up, of keeping our word. And I'm a huge fan of also letting ourselves off the hook. And I think it just takes a lot of being present to ourselves to know when it's time to show up and when it's time to let go, to stop. And for me, I had kind of some piggyback grief that has been going on, and it felt escalated to a certain point last week. But here's what I want to tell you, and I'll connect you back to All This Beauty, which is that in giving myself permission to I was going to say to drop the ball, but it wasn't really dropping the ball because it was intentionally taking space, which is different than dropping the ball. Dropping the ball can be being overwhelmed and kind of not bringing awareness to what we're doing. What I'm talking about is a checking in with ourselves, and I hope you'll do this as you're listening, a checking in with ourselves to see what's going on, what do we need, really listening. And boy, oh boy, that can be hard in the world we live in. These modern times, these times that we're in, there's sort of a constant clatter. There's a constant noise. There's constant conversation coming at us, even if it's not from people around us, but if it's social media or it's the news or it's just street noise, or even now. I mean, even that, you know, we're still, for many of us, in different layers and levels of lockdown, and yet it's loud out there. So I guess what I want to say, this often happens, right? I have three different things going on all at one time in my head. I want to give you permission again this week that if there's something going on, check in with yourself right now. Do you need to let go of something? And again, you know, not just drop the ball, but a conscious letting go, of reaching out to someone to say, I need a little more time on this. Or I know I said I would do this, but it's not possible for me right now. You know, whatever you need to say, I think allowing ourselves permission to lower the bar can be huge. And the thing that I want to say to you is that in doing that for myself last week, and I did it in a lot of ways, I think I listed some of them in my note to you last week. I did it in a lot of ways. And in doing that, it allowed me all this space to feel things, to experience things, to have long talks with my friends, and to kind of just allow, right? Permission to allow. And like they always say, you know, we hear this all the time, that what the way that children are, you know, if a child has a big emotion, it comes through them. You know, they allow it. They cry or they yell or they pout. They stamp their feet. But in doing so, in giving themselves the space, it allows things to move through. And I feel like that's what happened for me, that I really needed to just stop a lot of things. And the reason I chose this song, let's play a little more bar or two here. That was a bit, that was poor grammar, but a little more. All this beauty.
You can ask about it, but nobody knows the way. No breadcrumb trail to follow through your days.
That was funny because when I just heard that line, no breadcrumb trails to follow through your days, it reminded me of the last time I used this song. And I ended up talking about spiritual breadcrumbs. I love that. I love how that kind of lives inside of this song for me now and connects me to you. And that just dropped in again of the importance. And really, spiritual breadcrumbs, it's not outside of the realm of what we're talking about right now, because it's talking about, you know, allowing ourselves to follow the clues that are given to us about who we are and our lives and what we need and how we can love other people and how we want to show up. So that little snippet, even though I just played it just for fun, actually was very appropriate. So the reason that I chose All This Beauty is because of one particular conversation that I had with a good friend where we ended up talking about just kind of everything, right? The whole stew. And we talked a lot about the grays, you know, when things aren't black and white. You know, this was a friend who wasn't like, oh, just cheer up, you know, like how sometimes people will do that. Like they can't really hold the hard stuff. Nor was this a friend who was saying, oh God, I'm sorry, this is so hard. You know, which can also be really difficult when you're going through a hard time, because a lot of times, and certainly in my case, it's not black and white. There isn't an either or. There's the all of it. There's the everything of it. Hence, all this beauty. Because really, it is the beauty of being human. Every time I hear this song, I feel that both up energy and also melancholy. And I don't know if it's, I don't even know, you guys know, I say this all the time and it's true. I barely pay attention to lyrics. But something about the music of it makes me feel the all of it. The 10,000 joys, the 10,000 sorrows. And that's, I think, the heart of my message today is that in order to allow ourselves to feel the all of it, to feel the everything in the basket, I do think we often need to take some time off. You know, whether it's time off from social media, time off from our obligations, time off from our, you know, connections, time off from our regular routines, and just give ourselves, you know, a walk, a long walk in a forest or on a beach, a quiet time where we listen to music that we love and just let ourselves, you know, sit and feel. I think that's the thing. I mean, I'm old enough to remember before cell phones how a lot of times, I particularly remember living in Los Angeles, and I took the buses a lot. If I wasn't walking, I didn't have a car. I was one of the rare people in LA who didn't have a car, but I can remember long walks and sitting at bus stops for a long time. Sometimes the buses didn't come, and just sitting, just thinking, just feeling things. And we don't have that as much in the world we live in now. So we have to manufacture it for ourselves. We have to create it. And I think that having now feeling like I'm on the other side of that really intense time wasn't just last week, it's been going on for a while, but what felt like the, is that the apex? I don't know if that's what it is, the top, like the whoosh, you know, gets to the most intense time, but it feels like, giving myself that space allowed things to move through me. I don't know why I'm thinking this, but maybe it will connect. It usually does. Talk about breadcrumbs, right? This one was thrown in front of me just a second. When I said that, I recalled I just got back. I had gone for the first time since March 2020. The Zumba in the Parks is a program here in San Francisco where we used to have free Zumba classes, and I would go 2-3 times a week. Loved those Zumba classes. I love the connection to people in the community that I might never meet otherwise. I loved my dance teachers. I loved how good it felt. Well, the whole program shut down in March 2020, and I got a Facebook message from one of the teachers that invited me back to a limited, you know, they can only have a dozen people at a time. We have to wear masks. However, she was teaching live. And anyway, I went, oh my gosh, it was so great. However, that wasn't really the point of the story. What dropped in for me is when I was walking back from that Zumba class, and I was feeling so good. It was so nice just to see her, to be live, to dance live with people. And I heard some music playing, and I wandered over to where it was, and it was a gentleman on the street who was playing the accordion. Oh, it's beautiful. I love accordion. I know not everybody does, but I do. I should have started with accordion music. I should have recorded him. Da-da-da. Shoulda. Anyway, I loved it. It was just so beautiful. And as he was playing, I was just standing there, and I gave him some money, and I smiled at him, and well, I had my mask on, so he couldn't tell I was smiling, but I, you know, made some sort of smile gesture. What a weird moment in time, right? Anyway, as that was all going on, a car alarm started going off near us. And so it was like, he's playing this beautiful accordion music, and the car was like, rah, 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 you know, like that. Sorry, I know that was probably jarring. But it was jarring in real life. And there was, in that moment, this is how it's connected. Oh gosh, I love life. It's amazing to me how something will drop in and I don't even know why, but when I start talking to you, it makes sense. So what happened in that moment was, right, it was a moment of the everything of it. I could still love the accordion music, even as that loud, obnoxious car alarm was going off. They were both there. I still felt happy that I had gone to dance. I still felt annoyed that that car alarm was going off. I had all kinds of feelings about how beautiful this man's playing was, and now it was being a little bit overshadowed and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everything, right? The all of it. My goodness. I don't know about you, but that is magical to me. And it's again, it's what I just played in that song, which was when they were talking about the breadcrumbs, which I think it was Wayne Dyer who called them spiritual breadcrumbs, that dropped in as as the perfect metaphor as I'm wrapping up this Sunday Lovegram to you. You know, that for me is a great reminder that life is the all of it. Life is the everything. Life is the blaring horn while the accordion's playing. Life is, you know, as many of us have gone through, especially over the last year and a half to a huge degree, life is illness. Life is death. Life is hard. Life is jobs that are lost. But life is also, you know, dinners with people and surprise humor that our friends bring to us, or books we love, or music, hot baths, dance. It is all this beauty. And I just really want you to look in your own life to see the all of it, to feel the all of it. And if you're overwhelmed, especially with the hard stuff, let yourself have some time to process it, to feel it, let it move through you so that then you can feel the other stuff too again, because it's all there.
It takes quite some time before in the sunshine and
back. Thank you for listening. It really, really means a lot to me. love that we've been together. I mean, for some of us, we've been together way longer than just the pandemic. But I know for some of you, you joined me when I started making these love grams in March of 2020. You've helped me. And I haven't said it in a while, I don't think, but the quote that has lived with me ever since the pandemic started, which is the Ram Dass quote, "We are all walking each other home." That's what we're doing. We're helping each other. And may your journey this week allow a lot of permission. May it allow a lot of everything. May it be all this beauty. I love you. Bye-bye.